MRT3 project assessed the ability of potent androgens to modulate adipose tissue fatty acid turnover via inflammatory cells and microRNA control. Collaborators on this project include Annie Newell Fugate, Stephen B. Smith, and Mahua Chowdhury. Polycystic ovary syndrome affects 10% of reproductive age women and is coupled with multiple metabolic abnormalities, including increased amounts of intra-abdominal or visceral adipose tissue and insulin resistance. While the androgen testosterone is known to modulate fatty acid turnover in adipocytes, the mechanisms by which it accomplishes this are unknown. Additionally, adipocytes can aromatize testosterone into the estrogen estradiol. Therefore, the effects of testosterone on fatty acid turnover in these cells could be due to androgen or estrogen-mediated effects. Our team decided to use dihydrotestosterone, or DHT, which is a potent androgen, to truly evaluate the effect of androgens in white adipose tissue of female mice. Our hypothesis was that short-term dihydrotestosterone administration to sexually mature lean female mice would cause increased inflammation and modulation of microRNAs known to be related to obesity in the subcutaneous adipose tissue specifically. We found that our treatment caused elongated estrous cycles and increased serum dihydrotestosterone concentrations in DHT-treated mice to 16 to 17-fold that of control mice. Additionally, dihydrotestosterone, or DHT, caused downregulation of cytokine transcripts in mesenteric and upregulation of cytokine transcripts in subcutaneous white adipose tissue. Pathway analysis of our cytokine transcript data demonstrated that pathways affected include TH1 and TH2 activation pathways, T helper cell differentiation pathways, and B to T cell communication pathways. The moment we are looking at relative transcript levels of microRNAs downstream of these pathways, as well as evaluating B and T cell abundance and functionality in the white adipose tissue of our treated animals. These data suggest that androgens in females may, in fact, alter ability to mount a normal immune response, particularly in the adipose tissue environment, and may be related to metabolic abnormalities seen in this tissue and the results that are seen systemically in the body of females with high androgen concentrations. We'd like to thank the Texas A&M President's Excellence Fund for our funding, as well as all of our co-authors.